Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Fans to the Sweet 16 and pull off another upset over a number one seed with this possession. Harden, step through, rolls in, she gets it. No timeouts left for Indiana, 3.3 remaining. Moore McNeil with the ball, takes it, has it stolen away. Number one goes down. Miami pulls off the upset and knocks off Indiana.
Muragamita!
Oh, just another baseball game for the Japanese last night. No, not really. They beat Mexico to move on to the finals, where they'll take on the United States tonight on a comeback walk-off win in the ninth inning last night. Pretty damn cool for whatever we call this thing that pops up every few years. But Japan and United States. Japan's already won this World Baseball Classic twice. And United States won it the last time out, so we'll see what happens in this one. Obviously, Japanese baseball has gotten really good. We got a lot of players to play over here, not to mention their own professional baseball league. And congratulations, man. Katie Meyer and a women's basketball team. Boy, what an upset as a number nine seed. I'm guessing barely got in the tournament. Did just enough and end up beating Indiana 70-68. And of course, the women's basketball team, you got to go to the top seeds right off the bat and play there. And so Canes take care of Indiana. We've been kind of rough on Indiana, both the men and women here in South Florida, going to the Sweet 16. So congratulations. Still playing. First time since 1992 to the Sweet 16 for Katie Meyer's team. That's just awesome. Good stuff down in Coral Gables as they got into town about 4:30, quarter to 5 this morning. And Panthers get a win last night as well. And the reason I bring that up, not the fact that Carter Verhaeghe had a couple more goals last night, and Matthew Tkachuk also had another goal. Those guys both been playing real well. Verhaeghe's got 36 goals on the season. Tkachuk's got 33, but the Panthers have moved into the eighth playoff position. We haven't said that very much, man. And so they've won 6 of 7 games, got a nice 3-game winning streak going with just 12 games to left, 12 left in Philly tonight. So a lot of stuff going on, plenty of stuff to get to here this morning. Nigel Pack's going to join us coming up, Miami Hurricanes guard. We'll talk to him about 10 minutes from now. As they just continue to play great with that small lineup and a lot of experience. And we'll see what happens as they're going to move up in competition. Also going to play a number one team in this next game, Houston, coming up here. So we'll see how that all plays out. Talk to him about the success. Of course, Nigel Pack hit a huge shot in that first game against Drake with the score tied up at 56 with about a minute left. Hit a big shot and has played really well as a transfer portal guy coming in here. And, of course, the other transfer portal guy is going to win some kind of toughness award. Norshad Omir, has just been a rebounding machine and has not slowed down even with that sprained ankle and coming back. So a lot to get to, man. A lot to get to as they're home for a couple of days before hitting the road again, both the men and women. But a lot of really great, great stories going on here that have been kind of fun. There's another story that surprised me a little bit, and that is I thought for sure, short of just getting a huge offer, that Trent Sherfield would be the third receiver for the Miami Dolphins again this year. And instead, I don't know if anybody missed it out there, but our third receiver, 30 catches, 417 yards, couple of touchdowns, and a real tough guy and a real good blocker for all the screens they like to run outside, is going to the Buffalo Bills. So Cedric Wilson gets a chance to move up. He was the guy thought to be when this thing started by the money he was given, that he'd be the third wide receiver, and he wasn't. He had 12 catches for 136 yards. And so I don't know what the money left situation is. And outside of the draft, we still have a second and third round pick coming up in next month's draft. But it just tells me, I'm just looking at this thing and I'm going, well, you know, do we still need another wide receiver? And do we need a tight end? And, you know, we still need to fill in some positions. To me, Eric Ezekama is going to get a chance to play a lot of football this year. Remember last year, he was on the 53-man roster, but didn't get to suit up. And Wes and the coach would go, oh, there's a lot to learn. And I think he makes the big jump and gets playing time this year. And the other guy that's probably going to get a lot of playing time, everybody's raved about how athletic he is Tanner Connor, making the move from wide receiver to tight end. I think they'll have him more in the pass offense this season. I do. I think he'll be the guy that could see some more playing time. He's got the great speed, pretty good size guy, track athlete in college. And so those two young guys, both rookies last year, could get a lot more playing time this year, and that's without seeing what's left in free agency, and there's still a lot of guys out there for that. And then, of course, like I said, the draft also going to be coming up here. But I just thought the way Wes and Mike talked about wide receivers could play special teams and block and catch the ball and all the things that 49er receivers did, and nobody knew that guy, Trent Sherfield, better than Mike and Wes. And I don't know what happened. I was shocked. I would have thought, not that he was going to get signed right away in free agency, I thought he would come back. And again, I don't know in the difference in money or even if the Dolphins made an offer to him, but they sure liked him last year. Maybe something happened. I don't know. But he was he's a big part of what they were doing. Listen, nobody had a lot of catches outside the two guys on the outside. So don't get too caught up in that one. This thing was built around the two guys on the outside that went for 3,000 yards in catches. We got to go to break because we're going to talk to Miami Hurricanes guard coming up here because they are going to the Sweet 16. Nigel Pack will join us coming up. But first, want to take a moment here to tell you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. 30-plus years in the business, man. How would you like to lock in a rate right now that's back in the fives? You're going, really? Are you sure? You better hurry. Michael Kotze of Choice Mortgage is ready to help you get that rate in the fives right now. And if not, and you're like a lot of other people just looking to get some equity out of your home, home improvements, pay some debt off, whatever it might be, Michael Kotze can help you get that done and get that done real quickly for you with this rate so that you can sleep better at night. And also, I want to talk to people in my age group, 62 and older, that have equity in their home. You know what? I just want to let you know the reverse mortgage might just be perfect for you. Get the equity out of your home, that equity that you can use right now, and stay in the house at the same time. It's not a bad way to go, and a lot of people in their 60s and 70s are going to the reverse mortgage right now. It might be perfect for you. I also want to let you know that Michael Kotze works 7 days a week. You can always get a hold of him. Let me tell you, Choice Mortgage and Michael Kotze have been built on great service to everybody. 7 days a week, you can get a hold of them. I'm going to give you a cell phone number. And if you don't have great credit or you have a hard time proving your income, don't lose hope because Michael's rolled out a no-income verification program that's also been a big hit. So he's covering everything for you, man. He really is. Here's his number, 561-441-2730. That's 561-441-2730. It's Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. It's great, great work helping you quickly with great service and great knowledge to get things done. Even if the banks take longer, Michael Kotze can speed it up for you. NMLS 166-254, rates and terms. Subject to change, either without notice, he's in equal housing.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Blender.
Miller against Lively. Shoots around. And only this! Nigel Pack grabs the rebound and slams it home! And then puts his hands on his head like, what in the world just happened here? Pack with a slam dunk on the offensive rebound. Like he had rockets in his legs.
Well, he's done a lot of good stuff, including that dunk that everybody had some fun with. Canes guard Nigel Pack joins us today because he is on his way to the Sweet 16 here. Nigel, thanks for being with us this morning. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Man, I'm doing great, and we got to jump right into the Drake comeback here. Boy, I'll tell you what, 56-56, a minute left. You hit the big jumper. Just talk about how good that shot feels on that great comeback you guys had late in that game.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, it was fun to play on that type of stage. It was a lot of fun playing on my teammates, especially, you know, in this NCAA tournament. It was just a lot of fun. I mean, we knew we didn't want to, you know, go out that way. Drake was a great team. They gave us a fight the whole game, but we were able to finish it out.
Tell me about the old mindset when you have that kind of shot. And you know, it's a pretty damn important shot at that point. You seem to like him, and I know the coach has given you the green light on big shots.
Yeah, I mean, it just comes from, you know, a lot of hard work. Coach gives me confidence. In practice, he loves the pull-up jump shot, so I feel like I had a lot of confidence in taking that jump shot, especially a pull-up, because I know I had my coaches behind me and my teammates behind me, and especially Norchad. It gave me a good screen to get me open, and I shot it with confidence and was able to knock it down.
Well, let me ask you about Norchad Omier. Is this team through the first two games, if Norshad's not playing? You think you make it because he's been unbelievable?
I don't know. I don't think so. His presence really helps us on the court. His size and his rebound ability was outstanding, especially against Indiana. I think he had 17 boards, which is outstanding. I don't think without his presence on the court, I don't know what kind of team we would be.
Well, so let me ask you about that, because the way he went off against Duke in that first minute, I went, oh, crap. This is not good, man. He may not be ready. And all of a sudden, he's a double-double, like you said, 31 rebounds in the two games. Were you surprised after you saw that injury? Were you kind of thinking what I was thinking? He might not be playing in this tournament.
You know, it's kind of hard to think. I mean, he's my roommate and all, and like seeing his regression over the time, it was kind of like, man, is he going to play? Because, you know, it took him a second to start walking and things like that and be like, oh, man. But he was with our athletic trainer, I mean, day in and night in, like all day, literally. I mean, I wouldn't see him at home till, you know, late at night, and he'd be waking up early in the morning to go with the trainer. And I'm like, man, you know, he's a fighter. He really wants to play. And we really like to see that, especially this time of year. I knew he wanted to play in this. I know how bad he wants to win and how bad we want to win as well.
So I got to ask you this, Nigel. You come in along with Norchad O'Meara as a transfer portal guy. I always wonder, when you guys come in and Wong and Miller have been around, does it take a while to kind of mesh together, or did you feel chemistry right away with that group? Because you guys sure play well together.
Yeah, I mean, it obviously took a second to learn each other's game, to learn each other's tendencies, but that's what the summer's for. We took the summertime to learn each other, to become, you know, friends and brothers like we are now. The chemistry grew, I feel like, especially as time went on. And I feel like now we're really clicking.
Hey, so I got to ask you, because this is the first time I've had a chance to talk to you, going through the whole transfer portal experience, because I saw a bunch of schools were talking about we missed out. That would have been our difference if we could have gotten Nigel Pack. And actually, I think it was Purdue that was saying it. How difficult was that decision to make with all the schools you were considering?
Yeah, it's definitely a difficult decision. You want to always try to make the best decision. Obviously, every school is going to have their pros and cons with the school that you make, and you just got to weigh in your factors, and that's what I feel like I did. I had a nice corner beside me to help me, make my decision. My parents, my brother and sister, they were able, to help me make my decision and look at the things that I needed to look at. End up working out really, really well.
Yeah. Oh, I'd say it's worked out great. I'd say, man, you're deep in the tournament. You guys looked unbelievable against Indiana. Hey, your confidence after you win that first game against Drake, where were you going in? I know Coach has said he felt good the way you guys came back late to win that game and felt you would play even better against Indiana. Did you feel that way as well?
Yeah, I did. I felt like, obviously we didn't get as good a performance as everybody thought we should have, against Drake. We kind of started out a little flat, but it was kind of a little nerves. There's a little nerves going into that game. First NCAA game, Drake's a good team. They were experienced and older. There was a lot of first times in the NCAA tournament for a lot of guys on our team, but we were able to make it through that one. And I feel like, we're going to get really good performances from, Jordan Miller and Isaiah Wong, which they did in the next game. And I feel like we were able to get that, then we're really going to be a really tough team to beat.
Boy, and that's where you guys are right now. I want to ask you about the smaller lineup. The tallest guy, 6'7". I know the media at times makes a big deal about the smaller lineup, but you guys seem to use that to your advantage. Do you agree with that?
I think so. The smaller lineup actually works really well in our favor. It kind of takes a lot of teams off guard, and it gives them matchup problems. I feel like Jordan Miller is a really hard matchup problem. Because if you put somebody bigger, they're going to be slower on his feet because he's really fast on his feet. But Jordan also can guard somebody that's bigger than him like he did. He started guarding Trayce Jackson-Davis for a little bit. And I feel like he did a really good job. So it's kind of hard for teams to match up with our size, even though we're smaller, but we're a lot faster.
So confidence now, you don't have to break down the whole Houston team. I'm sure Coach will do that for you. But now you get ready to play a number one team, a number one seed. Mindset going into that game with the experience you guys have, you feel pretty good against with this matchup.
Yeah, we feel really good. We're excited. Back-to-back Sweet 16 appearances for the Miami Hurricanes, so we're really excited doing this. We're having a lot of fun right now, and there's really no pressure on this. I mean, nobody expects us to win this game. We're obviously the underdogs here, so there's really no pressure on us to do anything. So that's what makes it more fun for us. We had to go out and play our hardest and play our best game. And they come out with a victory.
So I got to ask you, since you told me he's your roommate, what kind of roommate is Norshad Omer? Pretty good roommate? A little sloppy, or is he a pretty clean guy?
He's a pretty clean guy. He's pretty cool. We stay, you know, on our sides of the house. We interact here and there. You know, he's a cooker, though. That's the only problem. He cooks. I don't. So the kitchen's really all his. But sometimes maybe I'll have to try one of his meals or something like that, because he's always making something.
I wasn't expecting that. But the food at school, I'm guessing, is pretty good. I'm guessing you guys are getting pretty good. Yeah, good stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, it's good stuff. Good stuff. But, he's a bigger guy, so he likes to eat more than me. But I'd be hungry, too. So maybe one day I'm just going to sneak in there, you know, get a little portion of his food and see what it's talking about.
Well, I don't know what's working, but that is one big, tough-looking son of a gun underneath that basket. For 6'7", he rebounds like he's about 7'2". So whatever it is, it's working for sure. Hey, Nigel, thank you so much, man, for being with us. Congratulations, and keep that thing going, man. It's been a lot of fun to watch.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on.
All right. Nigel Pack joining us is on his way to the Sweet 16. And of course, the team has what a nice story. Both the men and women have didn't see it coming. Saw it coming here, Chance, although I think we all felt a little better when Norshad Omer was out there playing. That changed things. But the women to go into Indiana and win that game?
Well, it's an interesting question. You asked him about, you know, would you be in the Sweet 16 without Norchad? I don't think they would, Joe, to be honest.
No.
I mean, you look at the rebounding number was probably the stat that stood out the most in the Indiana
48 to
game.
31. I
mean, they crushed him on the boards, especially against the Big Ten team. To do that is really impressive. And yeah, I don't know that they get past Indiana without that guy underneath there. He was huge in that game. Look how much they struggled. Joey played 8 minutes in the first half. Look how much they struggled when he wasn't on the floor.
Yes.
And Indiana was able to battle back in that game and made things close. They actually took the lead there for a little bit. So, yeah, it was.
I want to know what it's like to heal that quickly, where you can go from the Duke game where he couldn't put pressure on it going off the court or not very much to being able to play the way he has with 12 points and 14 rebounds, comes back with 17 rebounds in the second game. Really, really nice story that's going on. Listen, it's going to be fun, man. Fun here in a couple days to find out if they can take down Houston. That will be a fun one to see. And by the way, we didn't forget about FAU. Congratulations to FAU up in Boca, man. We don't talk much about Boca up there, but FAU's got a real nice team. They've got a couple of wins and now get set to take on Tennessee, number 4 seed.
How about they're playing in the Garden, which is really
that's
cool.
Awesome. That's
they said the tournament hasn't been in the Garden for like a really long time, which is so strange to me.
Wow, that
like
is.
Like everything with basketball relevant should be played at the Garden, right?
Yes. Great tradition.
Yeah, it's just the best.
Cool place. Cool place to just when you go there, you feel it. You're right. Location, everything really makes that special. By the way, man. Speaking of New York, and the Knicks will be here tomorrow, probably in town today, probably already in town.
I don't know. How about that game they played last night? See the highlights from that one?
I saw somebody go off for 57.
Yeah, Julius Randle, who, by the way, Miami got a pretty good show put on by him last time.
He has been.
You recall that game. But
there was no D last night in that game.
No. What was that? That was in the 140s.
Yeah, that went ABA. They went back to the ABA last night.
Take the over.
On that game. But great opportunity, by the way, while we're talking basketball, for the Miami Heat as well with the Knicks and the Brooklyn Nets. They're about ready. The Nets are just about ready to fold that tent and move into the seventh spot. It's time the Heat get up in that sixth spot and take it. And by the way, not that far behind the Knicks. I'm not being a pig, but not that far behind, moving up one more spot. So we'll see what happens with all that stuff. But a lot of good stories, man. A lot of good stories, and the Nigel Pack thing with all that. By the way, one of the top transfer portal players coming in here. Everybody wanted him, and they're able to get him. Didn't talk about the NIL with him, but. I don't have a problem with the money these guys are getting. I don't. I don't know what the money is. I don't know what the top guys. I wish. It's real. Is it our? Is it any of our business what all these guys are making?
I just don't think it's affected anything. To be honest, like
no.
I talked to Nigel a handful of times after games. He does interviews with me after the game. I mean, you just heard him. He's a very, you know, grounded kid. I you know, it's not like he, you know, runs around wearing, you know, $100,000 watches and throwing it in everyone's face, anything like that. I mean,
so the biggest
it hasn't changed anything to me, right?
The biggest complaint that everybody was afraid of, and I hear this, I still hear this, is what happens when one guy makes $200,000 or $300,000, the other guy doesn't make anything or makes $5,000 or $10,000.
Well, they had something like that happen before the season, remember?
Yes, they did. Said, hey, and by the way, the guy that had a problem with it was ACC Player of the Year.
Yes.
Isaiah Wong. So I look at.
He might be back another year.
Does he have another year of eligibility?
So because of the COVID thing, everyone's got like 9 years of eligibility.
Jeez. I saw a guy on the football team. It's like going in his eighth or ninth year.
Well, did you see
Drake? I thought it was a joke.
Drake had a 25-year-old
tight end from Oregon,
24 or something.
It's you can get a medical degree.
You can be a doctor, yeah.
Yeah, you can be a doctor here pretty soon with the amount of years you get. It's incredible how they've these guys that are using it, especially for education. Good for them. Good for them. But yeah, so I don't think it's affected anything. I'm glad. Some guys may not like it or go, well, you know, I need to make more or whatever. May happen. I haven't seen it, but I'm sure it goes on. But I think it's like life. Like, listen, man, not everybody makes the same amount of money. Not everybody makes the same amount of money when your contract's up or your transfer portal time's up and you get a chance to do it and you're coming off a year where you got a lot of teams that think you're good. You're gonna make a lot of money. That's the way it is.
It hasn't changed anything, to be honest. I was on the road with these guys for like a week, and it just not, you know, they don't go, the guys that make the money don't go off and do their own thing. Everyone stays together. It's just not like that. So I don't know. Maybe UM's different the way they've handled it, but they've handled it really well.
Well,
there's nothing different about any of those guys.
I do think there's some guys in football and I don't know, maybe basketball that are making a seven-figure salary. I wouldn't be surprised. I didn't expect it, but I would. We heard a guy, the wide receiver for USC, left Pitt, and is now going to be one of the top receivers in the draft. And we had heard he made $1 million or $2 million for his 1 year at USC. I don't know if that's true. I have no idea. I don't know if that's exaggerated. Drew Rosenhaus said some of those numbers are grossly exaggerated on what these guys are getting.
Whether they are or aren't, Joe, the fact of the matter is these guys are worth the money. I mean, look what a trip to the Sweet 16 is going to bring in for this school. It's huge. The NCAA tournament's one of the biggest events we have in the country.
But you can make whatever you want. Like the NCAA doesn't say, hey, I know you're really good, but you cannot make.
They try to, but.
Let's stop those guys for how much they make. They're not trying to stop them.
What are they trying to do? They're trying to stop guys from getting money before they commit.
Yes.
Is that what they're trying to
yes,
do?
Yes, but they're not trying to stop them from amount of money once you're there and you're really good and the school goes, God, we got you for 2 more years and you're really good for business. Well, the school's not doing this. See, people on the outside are saying, we want to get you as much money as we can.
Well, what they need to avoid is free agency after every season where you get a guy that blows up at a mid-level school, right?
Well,
and then you get the big schools that come in and start saying, hey, we'll pay you this if you want to transfer.
But that's what's going on. That's tampering.
That's bad.
Tampering
that's like free agency.
So the tampering, they've already called each other. They won't say names because they got to be careful because they're all guilty. But, yeah, tampering is maybe the biggest problem you have. Everybody knows and they're going, hey, well, they're doing like Pitt. Pitt's a great example. Pitt lost their quarterback, goes first round to Steelers. Their coordinator takes off. And they're going, hey, who's going to throw to you? Why don't you come? Our guy at USC is going to be the first overall pick in 2 years. Why don't you come? We could use you out here. How would you like to come out here? And the Pitt coach said, you guys are friggin' tampering before he even leaves to see who I'm going to get to be the quarterback. So, yeah, that stuff, that's
going on. Well, yeah,
but
I don't think that was USC saying, hey, we got a great quarterback here. I think that was them saying, hey, we got $1 million with your name on it.
Yeah.
Or whatever they paid the guy. I think that's what his decision was based on, Joe.
Woody, the decision is who's throwing me the ball so I can keep up my stuff. You don't think staying a first-round pick's important? You think he was just
– I think a first-round pick is a first-round pick, Joe.
I disagree.
I think these guys have more than enough opportunities to put what they do on film. They have pro days.
You and I just disagree.
They have the combine.
Again.
They have private workouts. How much more stuff do you need?
Well,
you don't need to be a great player at a great school or a great team. You can be on a terrible team and get drafted. It doesn't make any difference at all. So why not capitalize and take whatever place offers you the most money?
I think he got offered a lot of money, but he also just happened to go to the guy that's going to be the number one overall pick in next
year's
draft. I'm
sure that helps, but I don't think that's a deciding.
You don't?
I don't think that's the deciding factor, no.
All right.
I think it's going to be financially based.
I disagree.
For a lot of guys.
I agree the finances are important.
You've
but
come around a little bit on that, though. I know initially you said I was nuts for saying that.
Well, you are nuts because you just think everything goes to money.
But the numbers keep going up and up. And
yeah, but if
not
you're going
stop.
To a school that sucks and they're just trying to grab you, you're not going. Why would you go?
Well, no school that sucks has that kind of money.
Well, that's not true.
What crap?
Texas
program?
Has not been very good for a long time.
Okay,
they got lots
Texas,
of money.
Come on, man.
Well, you're asking
Texas
me.
Texas is a good program. Who wouldn't want to play there? Like, Texas is a good program.
There's a lot of guys haven't in past years have not gone to Texas.
Okay, but that's a terrible example. That is a great program to be a part of if they ever turn it around, which they're going to. I mean, they had a good season last year.
All right. Well, listen,
you
we're
like
we're,
a, like Texas is some, we're gonna, some small potato
well,
program.
I just, but
like,
there's a lot of schools that have a lot of
there's
money.
There's no good schools that have that are handing out a ton of money. Like no bad schools that are handing out a ton of money. I don't know what schools you're talking about.
What do you know? How do you know how every school works? I love this.
You think there are bad programs out
I think
there? Like really terrible programs that are handing out a boatload of money
I think there's
to kids?
SEC schools that have a lot of money that aren't necessarily top-notch. Yes.
Like which ones? Which ones are you talking about? A lot of those SEC schools are really good, very competitive.
Oh, I think there's a lot of them if we break it down. Tennessee was good last year, but they haven't been good for a long time.
Okay, but you act like that's a crummy place to play. It's not a bad place to play.
I just think, all right, whatever.
You put all your stuff on film at Tennessee, Joe.
I forget I'm talking to you. There's everything. We'll go to break here.
You're wrong?
No, I'm wrong and you're right. But that's the way it is all the time with you. We'll be right back. All right.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. I hope you enjoyed what just took place. Woody trying to get me all fired up today here on the show about the money and the fit and the NIL and the transfer portal all in one. 305-567-0560 as talking a little bit about it. Listen, I don't think they're ever going to be able to take care of the tampering. Like high school players knowing what they're going to make before they go to the schools. It's taking place, man. You don't have to be a genius to figure out the tampering before guys leave college to go to a new school. They got a good idea. They're checking around. So, you know, you hope they put their names in the transfer portal and do it before they leave, but they got a chance to make money and go to a good program where they can have great success or continued success. We're going to see them leave, and we saw a bunch of them in basketball. We're seeing it in football. It's going on as we speak. And listen, if guys don't have great success or play early enough, they're going to transfer. if they think they got a better deal, and the parents get in their ear and others get in their ear. So we'll find out. But the Wild West will continue, and the transfer portal will stay very, very full, as a lot of guys will get lost in that thing that make real bad decisions to leave school and end up finding out nobody really wants them for a scholarship and end up maybe going to smaller schools like the old days, where if you wanted to transfer and you didn't want to sit out, you could just go play at a smaller Division II school that was good. And there's a lot of good Division II schools, and try to go from there to the pros, which a lot of guys have also done, right? But the amount of transfer portal guys, we're going to start doing that stat. Transfer portal guys that are getting drafted, especially quarterbacks. How many quarterbacks are going to stick with the same school throughout? And just thinking off the top, I think all the guys, the top guys are all, oh, Levis went to Penn State, so he transferred to Kentucky. But I think the other guys are all Bama, Ohio State, Florida are all, I don't know if the Florida guy, did Richardson transfer to Florida? I'm not sure. But he got 13 games, good enough to get himself in a situation to get drafted in the first round for sure.
But the weird thing about him is, I mean, I watched him play a bunch last season. He didn't strike me as a first round quarterback. Did you see that from him?
I didn't see it, but to be fair, Orlovsky did the first game against Utah and was saying that he's got more talent than any guy he's seen if he gets everything figured out. So
it's amazing.
Orlovsky, I got to give him credit just because we were all watching the game to see what they look like and how good they were going to be. And he was talking about him, about how good he was, and that's before really getting a chance to be a full-time starter. That was the start of it. Of course, a lot of Gator fans are pissed he didn't come back. I know a couple then. My circle that are mad he didn't come back to play another year. And I said, he's going to get drafted in the top 10 or 12 picks, if not
top five.
Top earlier. He
Did
may
you
go.
See the new Mel Kiper?
No.
Four quarterbacks in the top five.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
Well, with him being one of them.
The defensive lineman from Georgia didn't help the situation. But somebody, listen, that kid gets his act figured out on what he's doing.
Yeah, it's not just that he got in trouble. He also came in and he had his pro day.
Super
was overweight.
Heavyweight, yeah.
Would you call him super heavyweight?
Super heavyweight now. But Laramie Tunsil, I mean, he had somebody in the family put out something about him, right? And so the mask and the bong, and where'd he drop to us at what pick was that? I don't even remember.
Anybody 10th remember? Or 11th. But that was so stupid, though. That's just like such a harmless thing, right? Like, That's gonna drop a guy?
Scared some teams.
I guess.
And he's gone on to have a really good career on some really bad teams.
Now, the Georgia guy, that's a little bit of a different situation, right? Like, he was involved in a hit, you know, hit. Well, I guess it was a hit and run, and someone died. There's a thing. And
I don't know if they hit somebody or was just racing somebody.
But then he left the scene, I think, and then he came back and lied. The whole thing is a mess. Like, it's not a good scene, and then you show up overweight. Like, it gives the impression that you don't care.
Right.
Which is not good. And
just look at it. It's kind of that, just look at my tape. That's all you need to see. Just look at my tape when I played. And they're, like, trying to learn about you. Listen, what you've learned about him is not good. There's no question.
Well, if you draft a guy like Deion Jordan, you're scarred for life from situations like that. You kind of want to steer clear, right?
Certain teams that have been through the Deion Jordan situation. Deion Jordan situation was a major, like,
disaster.
Yes.
How many games did that guy end up playing? He barely played.
He had mental illness. They had no idea. He had some demons.
Was it drugs? Stuff like that too, right?
Was it drugs? Was it pot? Maybe.
So, but the other thing, like, he couldn't even play really, right? Like, he wasn't even.
He just wasn't very good.
They kept billing him as the next Jason Taylor?
No, that's what they didn't do. They actually were billing him about everybody but Jason Taylor. I think Jason's probably happy they didn't use him the way he turned out, that he wasn't going to be. But it wasn't just him. We also drafted a tackle in the second round out of Stanford who had more demons. But, like, how does a team not do your homework on picks that high to have that happen. Both Pac-12 guys or Pac-10 guys, one from Oregon a long time ago now and one from Stanford. But how do you whiff that badly? I mean, you never know how good they are, because literally one guy got up and left one day. The guys were making fun of him. He just kind of fell apart. And the other situation, guy came in a really nice guy, really, really nice guy, but couldn't play a lick.
It's one of the weirdest things to me that it is so difficult to figure out if a guy will translate to a professional team or not.
Well, it's not just quarterback in those two
situations. It's not just quarterback. You know who comes to mind? Look at Markelle Fultz. Remember him?
That's a... So
took that guy first overall
out of Washington,
and he had to miss time.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Stay away from Pac-10 and 12 guys.
They're just weak. Not really a sports part of the country.
But you know? He's still in the league though?
He's on the Magic. He's actually playing pretty well.
I mean,
and so the crazy thing is,
he never got rid of that whole
hitch. But I saw him play in person the other night when the Magic were in town, and he's got the build. Like, he has the athletic build of a guy who you would think would be good, but yeah, everything's got that weird hitch in his shot. But that's a huge whiff there, man. There's been a lot of guys in the NBA, top 2-3 draft picks, that have been whiffs.
Well, in the old days, a lot of guys did, because guys had drug problems, they never knew anything about it. All your favorite teams were whiffing during the cocaine stuff that was going on. But you got to do more. Like, so you can no longer, if you're going to draft a guy in the first couple rounds, you can't just work him out and have an interview and spend time with him at a pro day. You got to do some background checks, especially with the amount. We're talking about 7-figure signing bonuses for the first, second, and third round picks in a draft now. Those guys make a lot of money. Now, I understand their base is not that high, but you got to write a guy right off the bat, especially the first round pick. You just don't want to miss on that pick.
So there's going to be four quarterbacks taken in the top five. We have no idea if any of them will pan out. That's so interesting. Like, did you see the press conference yesterday? Baker Mayfield gets introduced.
He's mellowed out a little bit.
Yeah. Well, it's got to be a humbling experience to be on your eighth team after being the first overall pick.
I think he said that yesterday. I was curious if he was going to be that Baker Mayfield, screw everybody, I'm Baker Mayfield. And he seemed a little humbled yesterday. My career hasn't exactly worked out the way I thought. I've learned a few things with what's happened. But, yeah, I'm afraid to. Like, let me ask you, which quarterback you think's got the best chance?
Don't ask me.
I have no idea.
No clue. I don't even want to guess.
I've been wrong. Not that I'm drafting Chris Greer. You are. I've been wrong about so many quarterbacks that I'm embarrassed. The last guy I thought was going to be really good, and please don't take this the wrong guy, is a guy just got hit on our freeway. And I'm not making fun of the situation. He's playing with the Steelers. I forgot his name. He ran across early in the morning.
Ohio State Haskins.
Yeah, Haskins. Yeah. Dwayne Haskins. I thought he was going to be really good. And then...
It's tough, man. I mean, Josh Rosen is another name that comes to mind. Top 10 pick.
Josh Rosen, Mr. Practice Squad.
He's on a practice squad now. Two teams took a shot on him, remember?
Yeah.
Dolphins. Well, obviously, yeah, you remember.
Second and fifth round pick. Yeah, no, you're right.
We got two guys, Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota, who are backups, career backups.
I would have never thought both those guys would whiff. And Jameis is a smart guy, so it's – I thought Jameis was going to be pretty good. I did. I don't know what Florida State fans thought, but
– Well, he's one of the best college players ever. From just a pure college football standpoint, he was one of the best college football players ever.
Everybody asked me, do you like Bryce Young? He's 5'10 and a half. I don't know. He looks good, but
– Of course he looks good. They're showing the videos right now. Of course these guys look good, man.
C.J. Stroud looks good throwing the ball. Last time I saw him playing in the playoff game, he looked pretty damn good.
They all look good, except for Richardson. I don't know what that guy put on film, but
I'll tell you what he put at Pro Day, the most impressive day for quarterback ever.
The greatest interviews of all time.
Well, watch. Is everybody saying if he can sit a year, he is going to – you're getting a chance to get the best – we've
ever
had
upside,
physically.
Joe.
Upside. You know what? This show's got better upside tomorrow to be a lot better. Will you stop with me, Woody, please? 10 o'clock hour is about ready to hit. We're going to say goodbye. Have a great day, everybody.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.